Uriah is ready to take you into his world. A raw, colorful place filled with electronic and R&B influences. He's out with his new album, Ethos, and it explores love, heartbreak, self-discovery, among many human experiences. Uriah joins us now from Brooklyn. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Your debut album, Atlas, was released in 2021.
Yeah.
What's it like to be an emerging young artist in the middle of a pandemic? How do you make your name known?
I mean, dude, at first it was like rough because I think we were all feeling like pretty lost. And I definitely was emotionally kind of overwhelmed or overstimulated by the pandemic. But it definitely like forced me to a place where, you know, you get that alone time. And I'm a person that's like very built on like, I love making people happy, and I'm a very social person, so it kind of forced me into this other part of myself. I realized that like a lot of my artistry, you know, though I'm super influenced by the amazing talent in the community around me, like a lot of this comes from me and it starts with me. And like sorting that out first with this project was, I think, a really beautiful thing that came with COVID.
I understand you recorded this in a studio out in Connecticut, kind of tucked away in the woods, even though obviously a lot of the songs sound like they emanated from the dance floor.
Yeah.
Do you hear the woods in your music? How did that affect you? Or I guess when you're involved in the music, it doesn't matter where you are?
So I think the woods for me, like, I'm not a very woodsy person. I was raised in Long Island. I live in Brooklyn, New York now. It doesn't look like that over here. So, you know, there's like deers that come out every morning. It's just like special. It felt very rustic, you know, very masculine. I'm not a very very masculine centric person. So it's like very cool. It's cool to just, like, you know, switch up your environment. It gives you different chemicals. Like, sometimes I felt, like, a little lonely. Sometimes I felt so far from being lonely. It's beautiful, though.
Wow. So you went back and forth between feeling lonely and not being lonely.
Yeah, and I think that's what this project is about. Like, it's about, like, the self. It's about, like, the process. And, like, I'm a romantic, like, a hopeless romantic. And so, like, that, like, longing. There's a house on the big lake. Longing for love and longing for things that are based not like completely in myself, but like while longing for those things, like I managed to learn so much about myself. I think like it's important for me as an artist to be like aware and to like maybe I might not be doing the best thing for myself, but I channel those emotions into my art and I'm honest about it. So like if someone is listening to me and they have a better idea of how to handle it, like I hope they go ahead and do it. I might just be a hopeless romantic type of guy, you know, so.
Oh, well, you're a musician. I mean, romance can be an important part of music. You were a fashion student.
Yeah.
Fashion Institute of Technology, in fact.
Yeah.
Well, how did music come along?
I've always been writing music. When I was 16, I actually auditioned for X Factor. I always loved singing. So, like, I was, like, more of, like, a piano writer in the dark type person. Like, I was 13 and just, like, learning piano through, like, YouTube tutorials. I got into music specifically after probably, like, 2 years at FIT. I kind of thought music was going to be a dream that I like swept under the rug. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to be a graphic designer. Like I do all my own like graphic and art rollout stuff for my brand too.
Me,
Yeah, I just met my friend Koma, like, played me this amazing mix on campus, and I was like, dude, who the hell, like, put this together? And it was my producer now, his name is Thaddeus Good. He really was, like, this person that had, like, been doing this for a while, and I think we sort of, like, met and needed each other, and I don't know, he was just, like, the first person to, like, really, really believe in me and my art, and I think that's, like, all I needed. I also, like, I had a really crazy opportunity with Nike fall through, and so I was super, like, resentful of, like, my art and design aspect of myself, so I was just, like, yo, like, I need to put this emotion into something, and, like, my music was there.
What do you hope people take from your music?
I want people to understand that one of the most fire parts about being alive as me is I've always lived in this duality, being like a queer person that was raised Christian, being half Hispanic, being half Asian. Like, I've always felt like a emotional duality, a literal duality, physical dualities. So, you know, some people are born into like less, you know, dual-sided things. And I think just having an open mind and just like allowing when those moments happen to them that they're less comfortable with. And like, I was kind of forced into this comfort that I have now. Like when that happens to people, just to like have an open mind because it's beautiful. And some of the most beautiful things lie in the middle.
Araya's new album is Ethos, out next week.
Yep, 22nd.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was seriously a pleasure. Thank you.